33 Candy commencement ceremony.
May be seated. Welcome, graduates, parents, Board of Education, faculty, and friends, to the 127th commencement ceremony for Canby Public High School. We gather today to recognize and honor the accomplishments of the graduating class of 2023. These seniors will soon become alumni as they officially submitted their final paper, completed their last project, and taken their final exam as students of Canby Public Schools. Graduation. What does it mean to graduate? According to the Oxford Dictionary, graduation is defined as the receiving or conferring of an academic degree or diploma. That sounds about right. Tonight, you'll receive your diploma. However, I believe there's a lot more to graduation, and this definition does not even begin to signify the importance this piece of paper will have in your future. Throughout the past 13 years, you learned and mastered the standards and requirements needed to graduate, but you were also involved in a number of service organizations, clubs, activities, and a number of other events. These events helped shape who you are today and provided you with the understanding that it takes hard work, determination, integrity, and yes, as Dr. Slava likes to say, sometimes a little bit of grit, to be successful. In sports, we all like to view the highlight reel. And if you played sports, you most likely have one at home of your greatest plays. Graduation is one of the biggest highlights in your life, but you are just beginning. Go out and continue to add to your highlight reel moving forward. Live life to its fullest and enjoy every moment. Tonight, we'll also recognize our graduates by awarding a number of scholarships. These scholarships are made possible by generous donations from community members, organizations, families, and businesses. I want to thank all of you who have donated to make these scholarships possible tonight. Class of 2023, you have persevered through a lot during your high school career, and these experiences will only make you stronger and more prepared for what lies ahead after high school. Your education, your parents, friends, and community have helped prepare you for what lies ahead in your future. Congratulations to the class of 2023, and remember, it is always a great day to be a Lancer. Thank you.
Sometimes it's all It is my pleasure to welcome students, staff, and families to the commencement ceremony of the Cambie High School Class 2023 graduates.
I'm Joseph Wallum.
And I'm Courtney Lepke.
As some of us have seen, there is a rose on the table with the diplomas.
This rose is here to honor and remember our classmate and friend, Tayden Cruz.
Now, every one of you in the audience has made an impact on the graduates sitting before you.
As the year that once felt so far away is finally here, let's take a look back on the years we've shared together.
Starting way back in kindergarten, when Emma spilled her apple juice in class. Let's just say it wasn't apple juice.
Then, in second grade, before Miss Ann's dance class, Lily added a log to the woods by the elementary. When she tried running back to class, she fell, and the stick went up her nose.
Or when every time Curtis would get mad, he'd hit us with a mean yoga pose.
Some of us couldn't help breaking a few bones, like when Emily broke her leg and Mrs. Verhaus made her eat an orange while she was complaining about her broken leg.
Or in third grade, when Brittany was never very good at the spinning monkey bars. Her elbow paid the price for that.
We've all had our share of being sick in school, like when Nicole threw up all over Emily's school supplies.
We were also a very talented group from an early age. Like in fifth grade in the talent show, Derek was demonstrating his soccer skills. He slipped on the ball and fell right on his back.
We've had a lot of subs. We never wanted the makeup monster as a sub until she started bringing us candy.
We do have a few anger issues in the class, like in sixth grade on the St. Paul field trip. One student broke their flip phone in half.
Our band class was also sneaky. Everyone would steal Miss Nelson's band bucks to get the best prizes.
All the St. Peter's kids were convinced that the hamsters in the basement were controlling the power by running on a hamster wheel.
Now that we've talked about elementary school, let's move on to high school.
The Cambie High School mile record was set in seventh grade, thanks to Derek and his good old cowboy boots.
Some things we'll never be able to forget, like in eighth grade math class with pi r squared sounds like area to me, thanks to Mrs. Schulke.
We will always remember when Caden left a cheese stick in his locker all year. And when he found it at the end of the year, it stunk.
We finally saw Nicole's real speed when Mr. Chapheggan's dogs got loose.
Let's not forget the cookie that Mason found on the ground and then gave to Jarrett, and he ate it.
And we all learned not to mess with Mrs. Antony after seeing how she handled a certain student's temper tantrum.
It's always a good time after gym class in eighth grade when the floors were slippery. Carver and Mason sat on the floor and sometimes out the door.
In 10th grade, Tayden drove Tessa to school, and they barely made it to Casey's before running out of gas.
Curtis is also super fast. Trap knows this from when Curtis broke his finger on the door.
We all remember when a My Perspective book flew out of a classroom window.
The golf team will never forget their memories at the New City Buffet.
And let's just say that Brittany and Megan spilled some tea outside of Keloff's room.
Trig class threw Fink the best birthday party he's ever had.
It was always a great time walking out to the parking lot and seeing Tayden with his hat over his head taking a nap in the parking lot.
Or when Emily and Paige were late to trig class because there was a dog in the parking lot with them.
We had a great reaction show junior year. Let's just say we set some dodgeballs, a metal cannon, the reaction show poster, and the stage on fire.
Speaking of fire, we will always remember when Caden and Brand set Cal's floor on fire, and it took them a while to put it out.
Over the years, our class has acquired many labels. These include being the smartest and most athletic class from Cambie High School. Right, Mr. Fink?
A prime example of that is our back-to-back-to-back-to-back beanbag champ, Emma.
Well, we definitely are the most hardworking class, considering Brandt could participate in Zooms from his diesel skid loader.
Let's not forget the beautiful day when the interstate speed limit was 55 miles per hour, according to Paige Nelson's weather app.
Our class's only step-siblings are by far our best drivers. They've only gone through five cars. And Sawyer really wanted to get rid of that stop sign in the parking lot, just like Derek wanted to get rid of that telephone pole.
PK's is a very romantic place to serve some great detentions.
Trevor was born to drive, just not the speed limit, Askarada.
We have had some college professors visit. One is a scuba diving pro, and the other we need Google Translate to understand.
Everyone knows the horrific sound of Guza blowing his nose because of his allergies. Our grade has gone through many different jobs. Otto and Ashley are our class's best DQ workers.
And Curtis and Bianca have been named our class's best subway workers.
Bianca thought that the Wizard of Oz movie was a little bit boring, so Mr. Lepke taught her how to shoot rubber bands at Trevor's head, which turned into a whole class rubber band war.
Lane, Lincoln, and Evan always find a way to instigate Sawyer to doing something smart in Econ or Gov class.
Speaking of Econ, our grade has got many new rules for that class.
For example, we have a Sawyer Dreets rule and a Curtis Colburn rule. If you don't follow those rules, you get detention.
We also have royalty in that class. Ex-queen of the classroom, Emma, who was voted out and replaced by Evan.
One of our favorite new rules is the poo list.
One way to get on this list is by taking a video of your teacher while he's on a walk.
Let's just say I know that from experience. There are many so-called moral compasses in this room.
As we were nearing the end of our school days, the power went out. We were supposed to get dismissed at 9:30. The lights came back on at 9:29.
Some seniors also ate lunch with Arata, and we tried to be more mature. It kind of backfired.
The class of 2023 has shared so many laughs and memories throughout the years.
On behalf of our entire grade, we would like to say thank you to the high school staff, parents, friends, family, and the community for supporting us through these past 6 years.
As we move on, we would like to remind you to make something of yourself. Everyone in this class is capable of doing something great.
And as Trevor always says, well, it's about that time.
So as we move on to the next chapter of our lives, never forget all the memories and accomplishments we've made together through our years at Canby High School.
So, we are all here today to celebrate the class of 2023. That being said, this is the class of 2023's graduation. So as a class, we have decided that we are going to do something about this. On June 15th, 2021, we lost someone to this class. Many people in this class knew him. He was very loved by everybody, teachers, classmates, and peers. He never failed to put a smile on all of our faces. He always made sure, no matter what day it was, wherever or whenever you saw him, he always put a smile on everybody's face. Now, nobody else knew we were going to do this tonight, but the class felt that it needed to be done. The class has decided that we want Tayden to be represented in tonight's graduation. This being said, we would like Tessa to bring out a chair to honor Tayden because he still is a part of the graduating class of 2023. So now, congratulations to the entire class of 2023.
The Blue and Gold Foundation, represented by President Darren Hausman and Secretary David Vogt, would like to award the following scholarships. the blue and gold valedictorian and salutatorian scholarships of $1,700 each are awarded to Courtney Lepke and Joseph Wollum, respectively.
The Blue and Gold Foundation provides scholarships to all Canby High School graduates who qualify. Started in 1985, the group had a goal of raising enough money to provide each graduate with a $1,000 scholarship. The fund has grown and the amount increased thanks to a community effort of fundraising and support. This year, 29 scholarships totaling $35,800 are being presented.
The four $1,200 Esther and Wesley Harms scholarships are awarded to Paige Nelson, Emma Vernlin, Lane Fink, and Trevor Gray.
The Esther and Wesley Harms Endowment Scholarship is one of the first endowments Blue and Gold received. Their gift has helped Canby grads since 1985 and continues to provide funds for future grads. Endowments and memorials help keep the Blue and Gold Fund healthy. If you'd like to contribute in that way, check out information on the school website.
Two $1,200 G.O. Miller and Carolyn Miller scholarships go to Peyton Pulford and Talia Tyson.
The G.O. Miller and Carolyn Miller scholarships are given to students entering an ag-related field. In the case where there are a few ag majors, this scholarship is open to others.
The Betty Merritt Memorial Scholarship of $1,200 is awarded to Tylee Gronoff.
Betty Merritt taught at Canby Public Schools from 1948 to 1985. She treasured learning both in the classroom and out. She found that she learned from the community volunteer work in ways different from general studies and felt that we all have a duty to give back when you are blessed, and living in Canby was always a blessing to her. The Betty Merritt Memorial Scholarship was established to support learning in school.
The Canby Firemen award a $600 scholarship with a matching scholarship from Blue and Gold to Kara Rangard.
Canby Fireman Scholarship is awarded to a student attending a two-year institution. The Canby Firemen raise money for a yearly steak fry and calendar sales. They are happy to support our hometown kids.
Clark Hansen, VFW Post number 117, Canby, would like to award a $600 scholarship with a matching scholarship from Blue and Gold to Carly Olson.
The scholarship is awarded to a student as a parent or grandparent who is a veteran. Clark Hansen, VFW Post 117, supports Canby kids through this scholarship, encourages kids to participate in patriotic contests such as the Voice of Democracy and Patriot's Pen.
The Harold and Glendora Bliss family would like to award a $600 scholarship with a matching scholarship from Blue and Gold to Caleb Danielson.
The Bliss Scholarship is awarded to a student who is pursuing either ag or nursing. It was given in memory of Harold and Glendora who farmed their kin. Glendora was also a nurse and volunteer at Canby for many years.
The Milton Lois Hansen Memorial Scholarship of $1,200 goes to Brant Eichens.
The Milton Lois Hansen Memorial is given to a student pursuing an ag-related major. Milton Lois Hansen farmed near Canby. Lois continued to farm after Milt passed away, and she was active in many community organizations.
The Dakota Wind Ben Tubson Memorial $1,200 scholarship goes to Gavin Maynard.
The scholarship is given in memory of Ben Tubson, a 1998 graduate of Canby High School and former EMS employee. It is awarded to a student pursuing a renewable resource or science major.
Dawn Clarksing will present the Helena Agra Enterprises $1,200 scholarship to Lincoln Fink.
Helena Agra Enterprises is happy to award a $1,200 scholarship to a senior as a token of a thanks to the community for support shown over the years. That's Alice.
Allison Winters will represent the LaVon Frau Winters Memorial Scholarship of $1,200, which is awarded to Ashley Ann Cole Frazier.
LaVon Frau Winters was a teacher at Canby High School from 1971 to 2006. She taught English, theater, language arts, media, and German, as well as coaching the speech team, directing plays, and overseeing the prom at Canby High School. The scholarship is given to a senior pursuing a degree in either education or ag.
David Vogt will present the Sally Vogt Memorial Scholarship, which is presented to Autumn Denenkamp.
Ellie Vogt was an avid supporter of the Columbia Public Schools. She served as the Columbia School Board for 27 years and chaired the board of a regional education cooperative based in Marshall for the same length of time. Ellie's parents were charter donors to the Blue and Gold Foundation, and Sally served on the board as well. This scholarship is given to a female who demonstrates...
Kim Jellin will present the Tom Jellin Memorial Scholarship of $1,200, which is awarded to Emily Dreets.
The Tom Jellin Memorial Scholarship is awarded to a senior entering a medical-related major.
Matt Wagner will present the Mark Wagner Memorial Scholarship. This is the first year for the Mark Wagner Scholarship. Mark loved all facets of education, high school and college sports, teaching, and learning. He never missed a parent-teacher conference, and he never missed his kids' sporting events. He was a faithful bus driver for 16 years. This scholarship is presented to a student going into an aviation, engineering, or education major. The Mark Wagner Scholarship is presented to Isaac Guza.
Mark Wagner was a resident of Canby for 22 years. He owned and operated the Canby Livestock Sale Barn and built bus number 4 for Sunday School. He was an avid supporter of Canby sports and enjoyed attending many games. He is lovingly remembered by his family through this scholarship.
Blue and Gold would like to present the Mark and Stephen Schultz Memorial Scholarship of $1,200 to Sawyer Dreets.
This scholarship is given a member of Mark and Stephen Schultz, who are CH recast graduates, is given to a student engineering in ag or medical related fields.
The Burkus Manufacturing Agricultural Innovation Scholarship of $1,200 is presented to Grace Fairchild.
This scholarship is donated on behalf of David Burkus and Burkus Manufacturing to be given to a student interested in agriculture and agricultural innovation. Burkus Manufacturing produced scales Dave had patented to measure and test grain.
Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby presents a $600 scholarship with a matching grant from Blue and Gold to Megan Knutson.
Ag Plus Cooperative is happy to support Canby kids by sponsoring a scholarship for a Canby High School graduate.
The Community Initiative Scholarships of $1,200 each are awarded to Lily Opdahl, Paige Wiesman, Evan Weber, Bianca Elsing, Tessa Overgaard, Caden Lossick, and Jalen Mamer.
The Blue and Gold Community Initiative Scholarship is created to provide every qualified student graduating from CHS with a scholarship for post-secondary education. Students must apply for this scholarship and must be a senior at Canby High School, taking a minimum of 3 credits per semester. They must have at least a 2.0 cumulative grade point average by quarter 3 to qualify. This year, 7 students are receiving the Community Initiative Scholarship.
Lene DeLauriers, representing the L.A. Emerson Scholarship Foundation, in conjunction with First Security Bank Canby, would like to award scholarships to the following students. Caleb Danielson, Autumn Denikamp, Emily Dreets, Brant Eichens, Grace Fairchild, Lane Fink, Lincoln Fink, Ashley Ann Frazier, Tally Gronhoff, Gavin Maynard, Paige Nelson, Carr Rangard, and Joseph Wallum.
The Elliot Amundsen Scholarship Foundation, in conjunction with First Security Bank Canby, has given $575,250 in scholarships since 2003. Just this year, $92,000 is going out to Canby first and second year applicants. Applicants' parents must maintain their primary banking relationship with them. Over the years, the L.A. Amundsen Foundation has awarded a total of $7,637,000 in scholarships.
Lori Sisk, representing the Sanford Health Network, Canby, awards a $2,000 scholarship to Emily Dreets.
Sanford Medical Center is pleased to offer a $2,000 scholarship opportunity for students pursuing a post-secondary degree in a healthcare-related field. By offering this scholarship, they are making an investment in our region's future workforce and the communities we serve. Students do not need to be a Sanford health employee.
Lori Sisk will also be presenting the Canby Rotary Club scholarships of $500 each to Courtney Lepke and Paige Nelson.
Two Rotary scholarships of $500 will be awarded to seniors based on their past record, scholastic ability, and leadership ability. The Rotary Foundation and local clubs invest in our future leaders and philanthropists by funding scholarships for undergraduate and graduate study.
The family of Taden Duane Cruz would like to present the Taden's Purpose Award. Taden was a member of this graduating class. He is remembered with a wide, quick grin, a nod, a tip of his hat, asking about your day and wanting to hear the answer. A listening ear, a hug. Are these things of any value? Are they worth anything to you? For certain persons, at certain times in life, they are invaluable, priceless. These were things that Taden exhibited regularly. As his family, we can tell you that we have been greatly blessed by stories from many people that were recipients of Taden's smile, conversation, and actions. As his family, who misses those things so much, we want them to continue through you. There is not a class that teaches these things. There is no college major called Daily Kindness. You have to decide to include these as part of your day. You have to cultivate these acts. To those of you who are kind to Taden and welcomed him to Canby, we thank you. It takes no special skills or tools, nor particular talent to display kindness. It takes no money or extra time to pass out these smiles and nods. We want to encourage us in your lives. We want to reward someone who does value these attributes and displays them. The income from Taden's sheep flock will help us accomplish this. We, the Cruz family, would like to award two students with $1,000 each in Taden's memory and honor to a couple students who also pass on the smile, the nod, the hug. Today, we are pleased to give the Taden's Purpose Award to Peyton Pulford and Emily Dreets.
The Taden's Purpose Scholarship is given in memory of Taden Cruz, class of 2023, who passed away in 2021. This scholarship is awarded to students who exhibit the qualities of respect and kindness with the hopes they continue to share these gifts with others.
I just wanted to say one thing after Caden's death. I didn't know, oh boy, I'd have any great memories, but boy, you guys proved me wrong. Wow, what a class. All I got to say is thank you for all the great memories you guys have kept going with. Thank this school. Thank this town, because I would have never guessed it. And as Mr. Nielsen said many times, this winter is a great day to be a Lancer.
I said that too many times. John and Julie Noyes will present the Brad Noyes Memorial Scholarship of $1,500, which is awarded to Lily Updahl.
A scholarship of $1,500 is awarded in memory of Brad Noyes, a 1992 grad and a 5-year varsity wrestler. He is lovingly remembered by family and friends with this scholarship.
Jim Cannon, representing Interstate Telecom of Clear Lake, will present the $700 Interstate Telecom Dean E. Anderson Scholarship to Tylee Gronhoff.
ITC offers a $700 scholarship to high school seniors planning to attend a post-secondary institution located in Minnesota or South Dakota. The recipients must reside within the ITC service area.
DeLon Clarkson, representing the Canby Lions Club, awards a scholarship of $500 to Emma Vernland.
The Canby Lions Club Scholarship is an award of $500 given to a senior and is based on scholastic and leadership abilities.
Dr. Robert Slava Jr. will present the next six scholarships. The Co-op Credit Union of Montevideo Canby Branch awards a $500 scholarship to Joseph Wallum.
This is a $500 scholarship to be awarded to a graduating senior who plans to advance his or her education at any post-secondary institution.
The Yellow Medicine County Soybean Growers Association is sponsoring a $500 scholarship, which is awarded to Megan Knudsen.
The Yellow Medicine County Soybean Growers Association is a farmer-run organization comprised of local soybean farmers. This organization promotes soybean usage to help enhance profitability for our local farmers. Each year, a scholarship of $500 is awarded to a senior who plans to advance their education in
agriculture. The Lincoln County Corn and Soybean Growers Association would like to award a $1,500 scholarship to Emily Dries.
The Lincoln County Corn and Soybean Growers Scholarship is given to a student who lives or whose family farms in Lincoln County. The student should be experienced in agriculture and active in their community. Scholarship preference will be given to students pursuing an education in agriculture, agribusiness, or food science-related program.
Minnesota West Canby Campus awards the Marble Lutheran Church Scholarship of $1,000 to Brant Eichens.
The Marble Lutheran Church in Marble Township set up a scholarship fund when the church disbanded. It is to be used for a student living in the area that will be attending Minnesota West Community and Technical College.
The Knights of Columbus Council, number 1108, would like to present a $500 scholarship to Lincoln Fink.
Knights of Columbus Council, number 1108, awards a $500 scholarship to a Catholic student who exemplifies the principles of unity, charity, and patriotism.
Canby Farmers Grain presents two scholarships of $500 each to Brant Eichens and Grace Fairchild.
Canby Farmers Grain Company recognizes the importance of agriculture to our community and its future with two $500 scholarships to seniors entering an ag program.
Shirley Peterson. Shirley Peterson is representing the Gary Givers, which is a nonprofit group that wants to do good and spread kindness throughout the community. Through fundraising campaigns, they are able to raise money to help people who might be going through a medical crisis or a little tough luck. They have set up scholarship funds for the Clear Lake and Canby schools. The scholarships are based on the character of the student, with the nominations from teachers for students who practice kindness every day, students who show inclusiveness, and someone who is willing to stick up for the little guy. The Gary Givers Kindness Counts Scholarship of $500 each are awarded to Autumn Denenkamp and Joseph Wallum.
This is the first year for the Gary Givers Kindness Counts Scholarship. The winners of these scholarships show kindness and inclusiveness. There must be students who make sure everyone around them would feel included. The students make room at the lunch table for another student to be able to sit and in general are a good person to others at Canby High School.
Doug and Mark Anderson will present the Anderson Tax Service Scholarship. This is their first year of offering a scholarship. Anderson Tax Service in Canby is a family-run business that provides tax and accounting services for the surrounding communities. Doug and Mark Anderson have been serving the community for 40-plus years and would like to give back to the community. Anderson Tax Service is proud to present two scholarships to students pursuing degrees in agriculture or business. This year's scholarships of $500 each are awarded to Sawyer Greets and Carly Olson.
This is the first year for the Anderson Tax Service Scholarship to provide income tax prep, accounting, bookkeeping, payroll services, sales tax prep, and much more in the Canby and surrounding communities.
Lucas Sturzinger will present the Dwayne Shalick Memorial Scholarship, which is awarded to a CHS wrestler. This year's recipient is Lane Fink.
Dwayne Shalick was a faithful supporter of the Canby Wrestling Program throughout his life. He graduated from Canby High School in 1962. He was the first wrestler from Canby High School to compete in the Minnesota State High School Wrestling Tournament. Wrestling taught Dwayne many things. Keep moving, never give up, always be open to learn sportsmanship, and no matter how much talent
Darcy Atkinson,
you have, you could be a winner.
Atkinson will present the Jay Christensen Memorial Scholarship of $500 to Evan Weber.
J.T. Christensen's family gives this scholarship to recognize Jay's love for and dedication to Canby Lancer Athletics. Jay had a passion for all sports. If he wasn't on the field helping coach football or on the court refereeing basketball or behind home plate umping baseball, you can find him in the stands or in the sidelines cheering on the athletes and coaches.
Crystal Schmidt will present the Benjamin Tubson Memorial Canby Trap Team Scholarships, which are given in memory of Ben and his love for the outdoors. This year, four scholarships go to Caleb Danielson, Grace Fairchild, Derek Savo, and Jacob Strike.
Four scholarships are awarded to senior members of the Canby Trap Shooting Team in memory of Benjamin Tubson.
Mr. Ryan Nielsen will present the next three scholarships. The Peden Cole Gary American Legion Auxiliary presents a $300 scholarship to Courtney Lepke.
The Peden Cole Gary American Legion Auxiliary is proud to present a scholarship to a student as a relative who was or is in the military. Students complete an essay on what they know about the American Legion and Auxiliary and how they are important to veterans, families, and communities. American Legion Auxiliary was founded in 1919 and is the world's largest women's patriotic.
Ag County Farm Credit Services awards a $500 scholarship to Megan Knudsen.
Ag Country Farm Credit Services is a financial service cooperative that provides credit and financial management services to agriculture producers and agribusinesses. The Madison office awards a $500 scholarship.
Our Savior's Lutheran Church $500 Foundation Scholarship goes to Gavin Maynard.
The Our Savior's Lutheran Church Foundation is pleased to award a $500 scholarship to a member of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. The scholarship was created to support the educational goals of OSL students. OSL is very proud of their youth, and we wish them the very best in their educational aspirations.
Brian Zitzman, representing Catholic United Financial, awards a $300 scholarship to Evan Weber.
Catholic Aid Association is a 131-year-old fraternal benefit society. They work with Catholic churches to help support their educational programs. The scholarship award is a one-time member benefit, while the average scholarship recipient is a recent high school graduate. Catholic United members of any age pursuing a degree, diploma, or certification can apply for a scholarship.
Missy Hansen, representing Canby for Kids, will present their $500 scholarship to Talia Tyson.
Canby for Kids is a nonprofit organization focused on making a difference in our youth through fun and engaging activities for the community. They hope to inspire healthy communities by connecting kids and families. Canby for Kids provides scholarships for Legionville and a Canby High School graduate.
Barry Fink, representing the Canby High School Letterpersons Club, would like to award the following senior athletic scholarships of $300 each to Sawyer Dreets, Lane Fink, Lincoln Fink, Trevor Gray, Isaac Guza, Evan Weber, Courtney Lepke, Paige Nelson, Lily Opdahl, Kara Rangard, Emma Vernland, and Paige Wiesman.
Senior boys and girls are recognized for their participation in athletics. Winners are chosen based on the number of letters earned in their high school career, awards given them, such as MVP, and if they were captain in a sport.
Mr. Fink, I think you have to stay there. You need to get your face fixed. Danby High School Student Council, represented by Advisor Rand Kaur, would like to award scholarships to the following Senior Student Council members: Joseph Wollum, Lane Fink, Lincoln Fink, Courtney Lepke, Gavin Maynard, and Autumn Denenkamp.
Senior Student Council members are awarded scholarships based on participation and service. They have demonstrated leadership ability, organizational skills, and devotion to their school and community. Student Council members must apply to be a part of the group and can join starting in the ninth grade.
John Bessonville, FFA advisor, will present Canby FFA Booster Club scholarships to Grace Fairchild, Megan Knutson, Peyton Pulford, and Derek Saville.
Scholarships awarded to seniors who apply and who have demonstrated leadership and active participation in FFA. FFA scholarships are sponsored by the FFA Boosters. They are awarded according to years involved in the Canby FFA program.
Mrs. Tammy Peterson, NHS advisor, presents the CHS National Honor Society scholarships to senior members Caleb Danielson, Grace Fairchild, Lane Fink, Lincoln Fink, Trevor Gray, Tylee Gronoff, Isaac Guza, Courtney Lepke, Gavin Maynard, Paige Nelson, Kara Rangard, Emma Vernland, and Joseph Wollum.
National Honor Society scholarships are partially funded by the American Red Cross. Canby's National Honor Society holds two blood drives here at Canby High School every year. NHS members also ring the bell for the Salvation Army during the holiday season. NHS also packages weekend lunches for in-need elementary students.
Quincy Adams is quoted as saying, "If your actions inspire others to dream more, to learn more, to do more, and become more, you are a leader." This community has been a remarkable example of leadership and giving to our students. Our investment here tonight is in our country's and our community's greatest natural resource, our youth. Tonight, I am very proud and humbled to announce that this local community of leaders, that we have given out just over $102,000 in local scholarships to the 127th graduating class of Canby High School. On behalf of Canby Public Schools and the graduating class of 2023, we would like to thank the organizations and individuals who donated their time and treasure towards scholarships this year. Thank you for your support in our future. Thank you.
Would the candidates of the 127th graduating class of Canby High School please rise? As the candidates line up, I'd like to take this opportunity to inform individuals that want to take pictures that the area between the chairs has been set up for you. We ask that you come forward and take those pictures. The students comprising the 2023 graduating class of Canby High School fulfilled the requirements set forth by the state of Minnesota and the Canby School Board. These candidates have now earned the right to receive their diplomas. As I read your name, would you please come forward to receive your diploma from Canby School Board members, Mrs. Suzanne Fairchild and Mrs. Angela Lepke. Tessa Ray Anhalt.
Thank you. Sound for gentle or also high dinner. And from the looks of Beekman and Ryan Beekman, flying to Tim Ellis, standing up test for business management. And from the Sean Travis Wall, flying to work in Sanford. And Stacy and Beekman Weber, flying to bring Southwest Technical College in Sioux Falls for his speech lag. Senator Chip and Terry Wallen, Senator Ben Kinson College in Indianola, Iowa, for Data Science and Sports Analytics. You're listening on 92.1 FM, and don't forget to thank your sponsors.
Our live coverage of the 2023 commencement exercises at Canby High School being brought to you by these fine sponsors: Canby Co-op Credit Union, Canby Drug and Gifts, Cleveland Chevrolet, Egg Plus, Heartland Eye Care, Caddox Chiropractic, Jim's Market, First Security Bank, Olson Sanitation, Independent Oil Company, Cornerstone Cravings and Bakery. Graduation coverage brought to you by Canby Meat Center, Sturdivant's of Canby, Panka Insurance Agency, Nemitz Insurance, Cockleman Construction, Southwest Insurance Services, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Canby Farmers Grain, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Mortgage Capital, State Farm, Tony Orata, Canby Builders Supply, Doug Service and Marine, Rangard Electric, CAS Plumbing and Heating, P.K. Egan's Family Restaurant, Anholt Plumbing, American Family Insurance, Helena Agri, Yellow Medicine County 4-H, A New Leaf and Floral, K&M Auto Wash of Cambie, and the Cambie Chamber of Commerce. Our sponsors wish all of the Cambie graduates the best of luck in the future.
Great music for Madison, Cambie, and Ortonville on Q92, 92.1 FM.
We always wanted a big two-story house back when we lived in that little two-room shack.
We wanted fame and fortune, and we'd live life the way the rich folks do.
We knew somehow we'd make it together, me and you,
with dreams and hopes of things to come. We worked and never stopped. Not much time for you and me, we had to reach the top.
We bought that big two-story house and soon became the envy of the town.
With all our work behind us, we finally settled down.
There's marble on the floor, beauty all around us like we've never seen before. There's chandeliers in every room, imported silks and satins all about. We fill the house with everything, but somehow left love out. Now we live,
yes, we live in a two-story house.
I've got mine.